South Jersey Gas is again trying to win approval for a 22-mile-long natural gas pipeline through the Pinelands. A proposal for a pipeline along the same route was narrowly voted down by the Pinelands Commission last year. WHYY's Carolyn Beerler reports that if approved, it would allow changing a coal-fired power plant over to natural gas.
The amended plan contains a requirement that the 24-inch pipeline send gas to the BL England power plant in the Pinelands for at least 350 days a year. South Jersey Gas Company Senior Vice President Robert Fatzinger says that addresses the sole reason the pipeline was rejected the first time.
We believe that the requirement of the comprehensive management plan of the Pinelands that a project be primarily used to benefit the Pinelands is satisfied by our proposal, and that 95% of the time will be serving a customer that resides in the Pinelands.
If it's built, the pipeline would supply the power plant with the natural gas it needs to stay open once it's no longer allowed to burn coal in 2017. It would also be an emergency backup natural gas supply line for more than 142,000 customers in Cape May and Atlantic counties. Jacqueline Rhodes from the Pinelands Preservation Alliance says that backup for residents living outside the Pinelands used to be billed as the project's main purpose.
South Jersey Gas is keeping the same line, the same purpose, repowering BL England Power Plant, yet suddenly they're changing their objective for building these things. All of a sudden, everything else stays the same, but now they're trying to say it would serve Pinelands residents, which I'm not sure how they're going to demonstrate that.
Environmental groups have vigorously opposed the project and say they'll continue to do so. The Pinelands Commission expects to act on the proposal within 3 months. I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.